Hey, it's Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, joined by voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. At the center of Jerry World, we're on the big star at the 50-yard line. So let's talk about the stars of the game from the Vikings' preseason victory, 28-14 over the Dallas Cowboys. Where do we start? Teddy Bridgewater to Mike Wallace, something everyone wanted to see. We finally saw it tonight.
Yeah, the reference I was using on the simulcast on Fox 9 and the Vikings Radio Network is tonight was Silence the Naysayers production. And Mike Wallace did that. He had a 39-yard reception on the sidelines on Brandon Carr. Excellent audible by Teddy Bridgewater, who checked out of a play, went deep to Wallace. Cordarrelle Patterson with a 107-yard kick return. I thought that was spectacular. Bridgewater, 7 of 7. And Blair Walsh, he did miss a kick late, but off his over 3 against the Raiders, he hit his first 2. And silenced a lot of naysayers, if only for a little while.
You know, we came into this game, too, thinking it's going to be fun to watch these linebackers play. Because Mike Zimmer, in a little bit of unpatented fashion, said what the plan was coming into the game. He said who was going to start in base defense at linebacker and who was going to start at nickel. So we were excited to come here and watch it.
Yeah.
Calling the game from the booth, how did you think the first team linebackers played?
I still think it's a mystery. Excuse me, heading into the 49ers game, exactly what the 4-3 base linebackers will look like. I feel good in Barr and Greenway starting. Hodges got the start tonight. Kendricks has played there. Audie Cole has played there. Overall, I thought the linebackers represented well tonight. Brandon Watts with the twos made some good plays. Kendricks played very deep into the game, and he played a lot of nickel tonight, too. So it was a good learning experience for Eric Kendricks.
Let's talk about the Vikings quarterbacks. Teddy Bridgewater has a perfect night. His passer rating in the preseason, Paul, 111.3.
Wow.
We love that.
Yeah.
Sean Hill did throw the interception, but I believe he was 6 of 8, and Taylor Heinicke was perfect, near perfect, if not perfect.
Yeah.
So fun to watch the quarterbacks play that way.
Well, the thing I liked best about Teddy was, again, he called an audible into that long Mike Wallace play. You could see him. He started out under center, and then he went back into the shotgun. He knew his fastest receiver and the veteran receiver, Mike Wallace, was going to be in single coverage. I mean, that's scholar of the game material by Teddy Bridgewater. But for Wallace and Bridgewater, the thing I've liked all preseason, and I talk about on my radio show, when people freak out on the fan about Mike Wallace, is if you think offensive coordinator Norv Turner is running his A-list Mike Wallace plays now, you're fooling yourself. And you saw one for just a brief snippet, and when they went to it, they closed on it. So I think from a Wallace and Bridgewater and offensive standpoint, fans should be so excited into the regular season.
Talk about a few of the underrated players. Jarius Wright had a 7-yard reception and then had a key block on a Mike Wallace screen that netted a first down. Love
yeah.
seeing that. Audie Cole with a fumble recovery. And youngster, 7th-round pick, linebacker Edmund Robinson, seems to make a splash play or two every game. Fun to watch those underrated guys. Now, on that note, looking forward to the 4th preseason game, what are some things we can watch for and prepare for this week?
Well, I think the most underrated player on the team, quite honestly, is defensive tackle Tom Johnson, who has been completely unblockable all preseason. Now, Tom's had to play more with the injury to Shamar Stephen, the second-year guy from UConn, but Tom got a nice little contract extension and is anything but fat and happy, and he looks absolutely fantastic. Into that Nashville game, I want to see everybody stay healthy. I want to see some special teams guys jump up and make some big plays. The Vikings punt coverage into the Cole Beasley long punt return tonight had been absolutely spectacular. And that's pretty much it. Just get out of there alive, circle the wagons around the regular season, and see what we can do 2015.
The Vikings did what the Vikings do under Mike Zimmer. They won a preseason game, this one here in Dallas. They are 4-0 this preseason, and they are, what, 9-0 now under Mike Zimmer in the preseason?
Yeah.
They try and make it
10-0.
They try and make it another undefeated preseason next week when they play at Tennessee. This was the Between the Lines post-game report from AT&T Stadium. Until next time, we'll see you later.